Hi, and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi David Pardo, filling in for Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom HaShishi, the fifth day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Herschel Becker of the Young Israel of Kendall in Miami, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will immediately be followed by Rabbi Becker slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Prakim 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim and the Heinu. Bechavod Rav, great honor, Rabbi Becker.
Thank you for inviting me, and my appreciation to you and the entire OU for all that you do for Klal Yisrael. During Elul, we conclude our davening with the 27th chapter of Tehillim. In the first sentence, we express L'David, Hashem, Ori, V'yishi, Mimi, Ira. Hashem is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hashem, Ma'oz, Chayai, Mimi, Echad. Hashem is my life's strength. Whom shall I dread? How do you develop such faith that gives you the strength to go through life secure without fear? It has been many years that while saying this capital, this psalm, a particular memory from my youth surfaces. The memory is triggered by an explanation of a pasuk, a sentence that appears towards the end of this chapter. Ki avi ve'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasveni. Though my father and mother abandon me, Hashem will gather me in. I often wondered, what is the meaning of that sentence? What is this referring to? When would a parent ever abandon their child? Years ago, I saw a commentary from Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik. He recalled the night before his surgery. His family said goodbye to him. He remarked that he then understood the words, though my father and mother abandoned me. Of course, a parent would not abandon their child. But there are situations when someone is cut off even from parents, a beloved spouse, or children. They can't come with you. Suddenly, a person faces the fact that there is no help that the loved ones can extend. And so, they reach the point where they feel, I stand before Hashem. No one else is beside me. Being so lonely is traumatic, but a great experience as well. Ever since I heard that explanation, my mind would take me back to the time that I was a young child, about 7 years old. I had minor surgery, which required a hospital stay. In those days, or maybe it was a particular hospital, relatives were not allowed to remain with the patient during the night. I remember lying in bed. It was dark. I was alone. I couldn't sleep. I was petrified. I remember after being wheeled into the operating room, there was a moment when I was gripped by the realization that I am so alone. No family, not even doctors or nurses were in the room at that time. What did I do? I said Shema. It was me and Hashem. Looking back at that moment, I can appreciate the words of Rav Soloveitchik. Being so lonely is traumatic, but a great experience as well. You're not left only with Hashem. Rather, Hashem is there with you. It's always the case. But at moments like that, you achieve that reality, which becomes a source of strength, comfort, and security. And so it is possible to say, as David HaMelech, as King David did, Gam ki yelech begeis amoves lo ira ro ki yatzo imodi. Even though I walk in the valley overshadowed by death, I will fear no evil, for you, Hashem, are with me. The Radak explains, my confidence in you is so strong that I know you will always stand by me. And knowing Hashem is there gives us the fortitude to deal with the most challenging circumstances. We come to that realization of Hashem's presence when we are alone, when no one else is around. Otherwise, some of us tend to forget that Hashem is always there with us, for us. David HaMelech said, Gam, even the difficult times I will handle because I know you're with me. Certainly during the good times, we should understand that reality. And when we do, we can say, Hashem is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What? Me worry? Can't be. Hashem is my life's strength. Whom shall I dread? Every breath that I take is a gift from Hashem, who not only provides for me, but walks by my side. Therefore, I will never be afraid. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasveni. Though my father and mother abandon me, Hashem will gather me in. It's so empowering. Being alone compels us to achieve the realization that we are not alone, never alone. Hashem is always with us. And now we will turn to Hashem with Tehillim, beginning with Perek 20, chapter 20. Lam Natseach, Mizmor David. Yancha Adonai v'yom soro yisagef v'shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezucham yikodesh mitzion yisodeko. Yizkor komin chosech avolosko yidash neselo. Yiten l'chol kribobecho v'chol atos v'chol yimalei. Nurana no v'yishuo secho u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgo yimalei Adonai komin shalosecho. After your dad is here, she Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kodcho, Big Boros, Yesha, Yimino. El Borechev, Bevasusim, Banachu Mishem, Adonai Eloheinu Naskir. Hema Toru Benofalu, Banachu Kamnu Banisodod, Adonai Hoshia Melch Yaneu, Yom Koreinu. Now, Eric Kofkimo. Chapter 23. Mizmor David, Adonai roi lo etzor, v'nosdeshe yarbitzeni, yamei menuchos yinaleini, nafshi yishovei, v'yancheni v'magli tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki elef b'gei tzamobes, lo yirorok yato yimodi, tzitcho mishantecho heimo yinachemuni, Tarok lefonai shrucha neget tovaroi. Nisham tov Hashem in roshi kosi leboyo. Atova chesed yedufuni koyi mechayoi. Yishavti beveis Adonai v'yorech yomim. Now, chapter 121, Perek Kuchav Aleph. Shela malos. Estoy na eleho vi meya in yobo esri. Esri me maduno yo se shamayim bores. Aitem la mogak lecho yonum shomrecho. Hine lo yonum velo yishon shome yisrael. Adonoi shomrecho, adonoi tzilcho yadim lecho. Yom ha-mashemesh leyakekom v'yorei yachaloi lo. Adonai Yishmocho Mikoro Yishmo Es Nafshecho Adonai Yishmo Es Teizcho Vorecho Me'ato Vovi Adonom. And now, chapter 130, Perikuf Lamed. Shira Malos Mimamakim Krosiko Adonai Adonai Shema V'Koli Yenos Necho Kashuvos L'Kovol Tachanunoi Im Avonos Tishmoyo Adonai Miyamot Kim Chas L'Icho L'Man Tivorei Kivisi Adonai Kivisto Nafshi V'Rin V'Ro Ho Kofi Nashi Latunoi, me shomerim la boker, shomerim la boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi, Tim Adonoi hachesed, Vadim ofidros. The whole year that Israel become all Avonon songs. Mishabech Avsinu Avonis of Yakamos round on Slomo. For you brother, he will pay as Hakolin. Babu Shem is Balin, Babu Rom, Mishad Kodesh Boch, Yimalei Rach, Yimalei Hem, Bachlim Am Rapos, Amal Zikam Asiyosom, Yishlach Lehem Mehehem, Rufut Shleim Am Nashmaim, Bukhol Eim Vadeyem, Bukhol Gidem Estol Shoko Yisrael, Rufut HaNefesh, Rufut HaGuf, Hasho Bagolom Zman Koriv, and Omar, Amen. Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasun Matzor Veshivyo, Homdin Bein Bayom Uvein Bayabosho, Hamokom Yerachem Aleihem, Yotziei Mistoro Levocho, Omeafeilo Lioro, Umishipot Legulo, Hashto Bagolo Vizman Kori, Yivin Omar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Becker. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and the refuah for all those in need will be answered latova for good. In the meantime, have a good Shabbos, and please join us again next week at 1 p.m. Eastern Time at our regularly scheduled program with Hearts Full of Faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day and Shabbos to follow.